From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, February 28, 2014. Katie Kajanski is reporting in the Register Star, performing spaces for the 21st century bowed out of its three-month battle with the Chatham Zoning Board of Appeals to build a pavilion on its property Thursday, February 26th. The pavilion would have replaced the tent currently used by PS21. The board and the performing arts organization were unable to come to an agreement over the application. A majority of the board members voiced concerns over the hours of operation. The application requested a continuation of the current hours of operation, which run until 11 p.m. weekdays and 11:30 p.m. on weekends. Read the full story in the Register Star. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail, the Greene County Democratic Committee has endorsed Athens resident and retired New York State Trooper and Law Enforcement Counsel Paul Salvino for district attorney in the November election. Salvino received the unanimous support of the committee, party chairwoman Doreen Parsley Davis told the paper. She said, Salvino has a strong history in the community and an outstanding record in law enforcement, having served for 32 years before his recent retirement. The designating committee for the Greene County Republicans is expected to meet in late May to select the GOP candidate. Republican Charles Buca is currently the county's acting district attorney. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential on the latest report on telemarketing from the Office of State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. The annual study, Pennies for Charity, found that more than half of the $249 million raised by telemarketers statewide in 2012 went to telemarketers' fees and the cost of the campaigns. The authors of the report noted in nearly 8 out of 10 fundraising campaigns in 2012, charities lost money or retained less than half of the gross amount of contributions raised. Of the 589 telemarketing campaigns conducted in New York during that time, more than half were carried out on behalf of organizations located outside of the state. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the WGXC Ski Report from Tom Rowe.
Let it snow, whoa, whoa, let it snow.
This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC Ski Report for weekend of March 3rd, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local mountain resorts and the National Weather Service. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org. As the Olympics end, the local mountain resorts feature several races this weekend. At Hunter Mountain, the Ukrainian Ski Club race heats up on March 1st. Hunter Mountain boasts 45 trails, 40 groomed, with six lifts running over 66 to 130 inches of snow. At Windham Mountain, there are 52 trails open, 38 groomed, with 7 lifts running over 24 to 80 inches of snow. On March 1st, Wyndham hosts both the Michael Gray Memorial Ski and Snowboard Race to support the Adaptive Sports Foundation, and also the Catskill Mountain Series Skier Cross Border Cross. Catamount Ski in Hillsdale has 32 of 34 trails open, with 4 of 6 lifts running over 36 to 60 inches of snow. The National Weather Service is predicting more snow for the area at the end of the weekend into Monday.
Let it snow. Whoa, whoa. Let it snow.
Taking a look at the weather forecast, today will be sunny with a high near 19 degrees, the wind chill values as low as negative 8. Friday night will be partly cloudy with a low around negative 1, wind chill values as low as negative 8. Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 33, wind chill values as low as negative 6. Saturday night, a slight chance of snow showers, cloudy with a low around 20. Sunday, there's a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a high near 33. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Sunday night, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 11. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Monday, there's snow likely. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 21. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Monday night, there's a chance of snow with a low around 4. Sunrise today was at 6:30 a.m. and sunset today at 5:44 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 14 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, February 28, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.